Utah's country leader, K-Bull 93. I'm Matt Ramone, and you know the ERA, the Elite Rodeo Athletes, will be rolling into town for their big rodeo at the Maverick Center April 8th and 9th. And on the phone, four-time NFR qualifier for the tie-down roping, Cliff Cooper. How you doing?
How you doing, Salt Lake?
So everybody's excited. We're all talking about the ERA rodeo, the Elite Rodeo Athletes. Can you explain a little bit more about this new rodeo circuit?
The ERA stands for the Elite Rodeo Athletes, and we are comprised of 80 of the best rodeo cowboys and cowgirls in the world, and we're featured a format where we go head to head over the course of our tour, and it's electric.
So it's like an NFR. You're going to see the best of the best over two nights.
Yes, sir. Everybody you see nod their head or go in the arena is at the top of their game, and it's action packed adrenaline. I stayed and I watched every person ride the whole rodeo.
Now, the season kicked off in Redmond, Oregon with the ERA. How was that?
Like I said, it was electric. It was the best rodeo and the best, most electric feeling I've ever had at a rodeo.
It sounds like it was good because it sold out two nights in a row.
Yes, sir. I believe there was standing room only on Saturday night.
All right, you do the calf roping, otherwise known as the tie-down roping. Explain to our listeners what exactly tie-down roping is.
They call tie-down roping the speed event. And basically, you are roping a calf, jumping off a perfectly good horse at about 30 miles an hour, and you are trying to tie him the fastest and beat everybody else.
And it all comes down to the groundwork and getting that calf on the ground and tying any three legs in the fastest time possible.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're shooting at a time. At Salt Lake, you'll have to be probably around the 7-second mark to actually get a check.
Yes, sir. And out here in Salt Lake City at the Maverick Center, it's a small arena just like the Thomas Mack Center, so the times will be fast.
Yes, sir. You know, whenever you put this caliber of athletes together and they're all in the same building, you know, every athlete starts feeding off each other and the times and the scores start getting faster and better and quicker, and then the next guy goes and he just feeds off that adrenaline and comprised of just the best we can give the fans.
And speaking of the best, I'm sure livestock is the best too when you think about using the right horse, the best horse possible to win these rodeos.
Oh, yes, yes. You know, it's not only the best rodeo cowboys and cowgirls in the world, but also it's the best athletes in the bucking stock and the timed events also.
Now, growing up in a rodeo family myself, I know training your horses is a big deal. Do you train your own horses?
We do train our own horses right here. But I am actually riding a horse that my brother rides.
You're talking about three-time world champion, little brother Tuff Cooper.
Yes, sir, my brother Tuff.
And he's going to be out here in Salt Lake City. Cannot wait for that. So, now let's go back. What is your fastest time that you can remember doing calf roping in?
I was 6.9 seconds. I've done it twice. I did it one time in Canada and then one time down here in Texas.
Awesome. You know, one time in calf roping in high school rodeo, I was a 7.4 once, but I broke out. Make my time a 17.4.
Yes, sir. That's nice. You're going to have to come down there and see us and introduce yourself at Salt Lake.
You got it. Now, how many rodeos are on the Elite Rodeo Athletes tour this year?
There are 15 rodeos, and our finals are in Dallas in November.
And we're talking about world champion cowboys. All these cowboys have been qualified for the NFR. I mean, this is a huge caliber of rodeo.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, it's comprised of the best modern-day cowboys and the best guys in my lifetime going head-to-head. I mean, all my heroes, all the guys I look up to, will be there competing.
Now, your dad, an all-around world champion cowboy, this guy's in the Hall of Fame, Roy Cooper. How's he doing?
Oh, yes, sir. Dad is doing good. He takes it easy, and he gives roping lessons, and he does what he wants.
Perfect. So, you know, rodeo here in Utah is huge. How big of a role did high school rodeo or collegiate rodeo play in your career?
Oh, you know, it's just like any other sport. You know, you go through the ranks of junior high and high school and college, and then hopefully, you know, you can go pro, but it's just as important as any other sport. You know, you grow and you learn how to compete and be better, and the best thing is you learn how to win.
Key word is win, because, you know, I grew up in a rodeo family, and after high school, I got a rodeo scholarship, and then I was like, what do I do? Do I do rodeo for a career, or do I want to go into radio? So I picked radio because I had bills to pay, and I'd most likely get my butt kicked in pro rodeo. You have to win to make a paycheck.
Yes, sir. I mean, this is the old school way. You know, you come to the rodeo, you put your money up, I put my money up, and the winner takes it all.
Yeah, the best man wins.
Yes, sir.
Well, we're looking forward to the Elite Rodeo Athletes Rodeo at the Maverick Center, April 8th and 9th. It's going to be a great rodeo. Cliff Cooper, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule and talking with us.
Yes, sir, and y'all make sure you come early for a special meet and greet the Cowboys way down in the arena dirt. You'll get to meet all your favorite Cowboys and Cowgirls. Come early, and it's going to be electric.
Yes, sir. April 8th and 9th, Maverick Center, the Elite Rodeo Athletes Rodeo. It's going to be a great show. Good luck to you, Cliff, and thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank y'all.